All right, so it'll be Baylor and Notre Dame in the women's championship. On the men's side, tonight's title game pits powerhouse against powerhouse, Kansas against Kentucky at the New Orleans Superdome. The Superdome, of course, usually hosts football, and it is home to NFL's New Orleans Saints. It is a big venue, many times larger than even the largest college basketball arenas. And as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, the surroundings have hurt both teams, particularly their jump shooters.
In the sport of baseball, both Bob Ferguson and Jack Chapman, two 19th century players, had the same nickname, Death to Flying Things. In the sport of basketball, the nickname Death to Flying Things is not appropriate to a player, but to an arena. Actually, not an arena, a dome. Specifically, courts situated roughly where the 50-yard line of a football field would be. A few years ago, shooters used to downplay the dome effect, but now few do. I mean, how can you if you're like Tyshawn Taylor of Kansas, a decent shooter who's never made a three-pointer in a dome in your entire career?
It feels good. When I'm shooting in a warm-up, it feels good. I shoot in a game, it feels good. It just doesn't go in. So I don't know. I've heard that I'm not the only one shooting bad in domes. I've heard there's been a couple other guys, but I've been answering a lot of questions about it. But I'm not worried about it.
No, Taylor's not the only one missing shots. He and his Jayhawk teammates were 3 for 11 in three-pointers in their semifinal. Kentucky was 2 for 7. And it's not just threes, it's all long-range jumpers. In both semifinals, teams were misfiring at a Masonic pace. Ask the game's best coaches, who are assembled in the front row of the Superdome, and you get agreement. Former Maryland coach Gary Williams.
Well, I don't think teams in general shoot as well in domes. It'd be nice if you could play in a 12,000-seat gym. It's never going to happen again.
Cincinnati's coach Mick Cronin suggests the problem isn't a dome. The problem is that it's any environment so different from what shooters train on.
The kids, they're not used to playing in front of 70,000 people. They're definitely not used to playing in a dome. Here in New Orleans, you got an elevated court. Everything is different than what the kids are used to. I couldn't imagine it not being a factor.
The phenomenon of the raised floor has been raised by a few experts. Courts on a platform for better spectator visibility just make things different, says Kentucky coach John Calipari.
When they raise that floor, that makes it harder. So a team that doesn't shoot a whole lot of threes has an advantage.
With that, Calipari paused and knowingly smiled. His Wildcats ranked 254th out of 345 schools in three-pointers attempted. But the Wildcats also have shot takers, but not necessarily shot makers, who struggle with the environment. Deron Lamb says,
"We got another game to work at and get better, so I know we're not going to let that affect us or be the reason we lose."
How do you get better at that? I mean, there's not so much time to practice on this kind of court, right?
Right, but we'll just be in here and shooting as much time as we can.
But practice time is tight, and teams can't possibly simulate game situations. In no other sport is the final played in a setting fundamentally unlike one where games have taken place all year. They do call the tournament March Madness. For shooters and fans of silky smooth jumpers, the finals have a touch of April angst. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New Orleans.
Well, whether the shots go in or not, enjoy all the basketball. For now, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.